post-game at Hull Ice Arena with head coach Stephen Foster, an aggregate comfortable win over the Hull Jets. Two very different games, you might say, but in the end, we kind of took up today where we left off in the third period last night.
Yeah, a little bit. I thought we started a little bit slow tonight. We didn't get going early doors, but when we did, we didn't look back. We relied on Mark far too much early doors tonight in the game, and you know, he stood on his head for us all weekend. In fact, he's done it for weeks now for us. So he's had a great weekend again. And then, defensively, we got better as we were going, and that second period, we really took control of the game. Special team goals, whether it was shorthanded or whether it was power plays, it was all seemed to be clicking there. And then when we got to the third period, it was just, obviously, it's not just trying to see it out, we still wanted to play, but particularly when we had when the power play for 7 minutes, we didn't stay down to our normal power play lines, we just rolled the lines through, give everybody a little bit of a chance, because it's not about trying to rack it up lots and lots and lots. At the end of the day, I thought everybody played fantastic for us tonight.
Well, as I say, it's six periods of hockey at the end of the day to get through to the final. First two periods yesterday, definitely not our best. Started clicking again in the third yesterday, and then today we brought practically the same side. We've added Joe Walls today, of course, but a few little tweaks there, putting the first line back on first, if you like, just these little tweaks to make sure that we were getting things dead right today.
Yeah, I mean, with regards to the which line starts, the other, obviously Mikey's line's been on, and we've leaked some goals early doors, which is part of that. Tonight was just letting them loose and just go and have a go. We wanted to try and get the first goal. Mm-hmm. That was, you know, important, but I thought we finished the end of the first period. I thought we finished really strong, and then we clicked on massively from there, and you know, at the end of the day, it's a great result for us coming here. Not many teams are going to come here and beat them, you know, quite convincingly like we have today.
You say quite convincingly, and in the end, it has been convincing. Listen to the shots on goal total at the end. I'm not entirely sure I believe them, because a lot of the game was kind of one way. Third period, a little bit more scrappy. Both teams taking big penalties, and I'm sure there'll be some focus on that in the days to come. But at the end of the day, we've got the job done. We've got through to the final. Looks almost certainly that we're going to be playing Blackburn again. But our third final in a row, that's great for the club.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's you know, we started this process, about 5 years ago, like quite a while ago, with a young bunch of lads, with a few older ones, just trying to bed them in. And that's happened, and everybody's grown out there. You look at the likes of Lucas and the likes of Shuggy now. You know, they're really starting to be main players for us, understanding the game more, being better defensively, and we're not having to worry about what line's out against what line of other teams. And that's important for us. I think the depth now is right the way through. Obviously, early on in the season, we blended the lines a little bit more, spread it out a bit, but tonight showed that all lines can score against a team that's, you know, Hull are a good team. You know, they've got some good players. They're missing, obviously, I think it was Reece Edwards, I'm not sure anybody else, but missing an odd one. But we had to come ready to play tonight, because if they'd got one or two goals up, that would be, you know, momentum's swinging their way, and it would have been a tough night. But the boys dug deep after a little bit of a rocky kind of start, not the start we wanted. But once we did that, like I say, credit to them, they're just starting to keep that gel going that they've got in the change room, that togetherness, and that's paying off in the results as well.
Well, we've got to park the cup now for a little over a month. It's back to league action next week. Make sure that we keep that particular ball rolling as well. We've got Sheffield coming into the barn next week. Obviously, they're struggling a little bit at the minute, but it really is up to us to make sure we just play for ourselves and get those points on the board.
Yeah, 100%, and I think that's been... Our destiny's in our own hands at the end of the day, and we want to make sure that we, like you say, keep the ball rolling. We want to play good and keep our standards high. Whether you're playing top teams or whether you're playing the lower teams, I think we need to make sure that we keep those standards high. Put on good performances, make sure we still improve, work on stuff in training, because I want us to get better than what we've been. You know, at the end of the day, I think that's important. We've got a tough run in, you know, at the back end of the season here. So yeah, we need to do that. We need to, you know, I think even when we've been playing the lower games, we've put on some good shows as well, which is nice for the fans, because I think they appreciated seeing some good hockey even when we're playing the lower teams. So you know, we still need that support there by everybody to come out, make sure, and we'll reward obviously the fans with, you know, putting some good performances in, hopefully some good hockey to watch and some nice goals.
Right, well, congratulations, and another cup final in the bag, and hopefully we can put right a few wrongs from last year and get some silverware.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always going to be tough, you know. If it is Blackburn, if it was Deeside, who, you know, out of those two, they're both good teams, and you've got to be ready to play no matter who you're playing in this league, you know. And obviously, we've shown with Blackburn this year, they've won some, we've won some. Obviously, the last one we won quite convincingly. So we're going to have to put a good performance through, and rightly so. If you want to win a cup, you've got to put good performances together, and you know, we'll have to be at our best that day, and faith in Leinster to make sure that happens.